Notes from Green Elsh, number 150. Don't miss the call. At the high school where I teach, we don't allow students to use their cell phones during the school day. We've banned them for 3 years now, and it has reduced interpersonal problems and anxiety, as well as increased student focus and productivity. Newly enrolled students do go through a little bit of a withdrawal from their phone addiction, but it doesn't take long for them to see the wisdom of the policy. They end up enjoying a much-needed break from being bombarded by texts and calls. They begin to see that trivial calls for their attention were constantly keeping them from being able to answer the higher calling of a quality education. Once they realize that, school becomes a walled garden where their learning can thrive unimpaired by outside distractions. Do distractions from calls, emails, texts, notifications, news updates, and social media posts ever keep you from carrying out other responsibilities? More importantly, are diversions in your life keeping you from answering your true calling? You are made to love God and love others. He is calling you to be with Him, to be like Him, and to do what He does. You answer that call by daily trusting and obeying Jesus. Those who answer God's call enjoy abundant, everlasting life. Those who don't miss the glorious blessing of knowing and pleasing Him. Tragically, choosing to ignore His call will end in death and torment, separated from God and all the goodness, truth, hope, and joy that He provides. It's wise to learn from the diversion of others so you don't miss what they did. When Jesus, God the Son, walked this earth, large crowds used to follow Him. But once His teaching became too convicting or challenging, they refused His call to a new life with Him and returned to their old ways. At another time, a rich young ruler asked Jesus how to inherit eternal life. Out of love, Jesus exhorted the man to examine whether his wealth and possessions were more important than God, who is the source of life. Sadly, the man rejected Jesus in favor of his wealth. After Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, proving His divine power and authority to give life, many people believed in Him. But the religious leaders, who should have been the first to recognize Jesus in His kingdom, plotted to kill Jesus. Their fear of losing their status, power, and religious traditions to the oppressive Romans was more important to them than God. They claimed to worship Him, but their hearts and minds were closed to His call. Judas, one of Jesus' 12 close disciples, was more interested in what he could get out of associating with Jesus than actually learning from and becoming like Jesus. He betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Even after he was stricken with remorse, he still did not turn to God for forgiveness or help. Instead, he took his own life. Pontius Pilate, a Roman governor, missed the call to do what's right in order to do what was expedient. He believed Jesus to be innocent of any wrong, yet he sentenced him to death to appease the crowd who clamored for his crucifixion. Are you like any of these people? Are you missing God's call to true life? If so, is it due to seeking materialism, wealth, status, power, or tradition? Does His call seem too inconvenient, uncomfortable, costly, or difficult? Or maybe His call is too good and you don't feel worthy. Jesus understands He has given his life to bridge any gap that separates you from God. He continually brings God to you and asks you to repent and believe this good news. Don't miss his call because you're preoccupied with what isn't as important. His higher calling is what gives purpose and power to everything else. So today, and every day, rise above the chatter and listen to Jesus. Then respond by placing your hope, loyalty, trust, and obedience in him.